Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. You have full five-hour shows the next four nights here, all the way until Friday night when the Rangers will return to action. Just one game under 500 now, and hope restored a little bit here as we sit at the All-Star break and wonder what the final 80 games of the season could look like, 70 games of the season. Anyway, Cooper Flagg has left Las Vegas. He's back home. We'll be talking about that coming up in 20 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
Shout out to Garrett Wilson, man. He is getting paid as the New York Jets have locked up their star wide receiver, 4 years, $130 million contract extension. That includes $90 million guaranteed. First time in NFL history that a receiver has gotten over $31 million per year after only playing three seasons. It's amazing. I did not know that you could really go ahead and just lock up these guys like that. You know, you didn't have to wait necessarily until, oh my gosh, we've got to get this deal done. You could possibly get this thing done well ahead of time and it not even be an issue.
It is crazy when you kind of think ahead a little bit and
it's wild,
and you're willing to have some foresight about a player that you know is very impressive. Garrett Wilson is that. And this is going to age well for the Jets because, like, the numbers don't really start going up now on this extension until 2027.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden in 2027, you're paying this dude like $31 million a year at the wide receiver position. I mean, that's already a pretty good number, let alone a couple of years from now when more guys get paid and the market continues to reset. Garrett Wilson at that number is going to be a very team-friendly deal.
Very good deal. He's fifth highest paid in the league right now. He's behind Ja'Marr Chase, Jefferson, CD, and DK Metcalf. I'm sure Terry McLaurin is keeping tabs on that one as well. And it's also something you've got to factor in. If George Pickens goes out and has a big year, he's going to want his money as well, whether that's with the Cowboys or that's with somebody else in NFL free agency. And then you end up getting a comp pick back. But really good deal from the Jets and Garrett Wilson. And if you're wondering, well, hey, what draft class was Garrett Wilson in 2022? Tyler Smith was the Cowboys selection, also due for a contract. And Tyler Smith happened to be number two on the interior offensive line list when it came to ESPN's top tens. They're pumping out Tyler Smith, second best interior offensive lineman behind Creed Humphrey of the Chiefs. Cowboys have had a lot of success on this. It's been pretty much Zach Martin one or two on this list for the last however long they've been doing it. And now Tyler Smith takes over the spot for one Zach Martin. And I'm hopeful, I think we could get Tyler Booker, Cooper Beebe. Those guys could be making appearances on this in the future as well. But for the Cowboys, man, Tyler Smith's another guy. I know we talk about Micah a lot, but yeah, Tyler's one of these guys coming up that they probably need to get a head start on as well.
You know, last hour we were talking about the Cowboys offensive line and what it can change. And I wonder with the pin and pull action, can't you just have Booker on the play side and run to the right and have Tyler Smith do all that stuff? Like, you have to be able to mirror that and play back the other way to keep the defense honest. But if I have Tyler Smith in four out of every five of those, you know, and when Booker does it, I think we're ahead, you know, and I don't think they'll see it coming.
No.
But he is a big part of the hope. And Cooper Beebe taking a big step in year two is a big part of the hope that this offensive line and this offense is going to be totally different. And Clayton Adams is going to usher in a level of confidence that we have not been able to have with this coaching staff since Jimmy or maybe Parcells.
Yeah, an NFL general manager in regards to Tyler Smith, quote, most physically gifted guard in the league who could legitimately be a top starter at left tackle if they wanted him to play there. He's strong, he's athletic, he's nasty, and he cut his holding penalties in half last year. So, hey, hell of a season, and Tyler Smith continues to be awesome. Of course, no other Cowboys listed on the interior, didn't even get mentions, but that can change in the future. And the offensive tackle list came out as well. Number one was Tristan Wirfs of the Bucs. We found out last week he's going to miss the start of the season, most likely. He just had surgery. Penei Sewell of the Lions, Lane Johnson of the Eagles, Trent Williams of the Niners, and then Jordan Mailata of the Eagles. So the Eagles with two of the top five tackles in all of the National Football League. Cowboys did not have anybody representing this, but who knows? Maybe Tyler Guyton can get off to a good start this year, and one day we'll be looking at Guyton. Named in this list. We talked about Mahomes as I did the top 10 quarterbacks, my personal top 10 quarterbacks list earlier, and we discussed their offense struggling a little bit last year, and a lot of it was the lack of big plays. Here was Xavier Worthy on the Chiefs practice that they're going to be having at training camp and the message that Andy Reid gave them prior to breaking up before camp started.
Oh, man. Coach Reid told us during OTAs phase one that when you come back, get your hamstrings ready. So we kind of knew that we were going to be going a little deep in practice. So we kind of got our bodies and got our minds ready to what we were going to be doing in practice.
They're looking to push the ball down the field this year. You get Rashee Rice back. You've got Xavier Worthy. Hollywood Brown still, of course, year two now in that offense. Since 2018, when Mahomes led the league in average depth of target with 9.7 yards. He's landed below 8 yards in each of the last 4 seasons. In the last 2 seasons, he's hovered around 7 or below. Obviously, when they lose Tyreek Hill, they lost quite a bit of explosiveness. Xavier Worthy helps that. Getting Rashee Rice back helps that. Hollywood Brown now sliding into a wide receiver 3 role. But I'd be looking for Andy Reid and these Kansas City Chiefs to be pushing the ball down the field this year with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I hope they can do that. You know, it does feel like maybe they're settling into this mode of, hey, we got to go cheap somewhere. We've won one being cheap at wide receiver. We lost Hill and we're good.
Yeah.
Like, isn't this kind of what Belichick did? I'm going to save money at wide receiver so I can be good in the trenches and be good in other spots. And as long as you have a game-changing tight end, it's fine.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing when it comes to the Chiefs is just being able to protect Mahomes. That, like, in the Super Bowl, like, he's one of these quarterbacks that you see the best of the best. Josh Allen has done that in Buffalo. Tom Brady did it for many years where I don't have to have top-tier weaponry. When I do, we set the league on fire 2018. It's Tyreek Hill. It's prime Travis Kelce. Let's go. Yeah. And if not, I can still win as long as you give me time. When they lost the Super Bowl to the Bucs and Brady a few years ago, it's because they couldn't protect Mahomes. What just happened versus Filthy? Same thing. It was just you're getting pressure with 4.
Yeah, they got Joe Tooney playing left tackle for them.
Yeah, so like, is your offensive line good enough? And if it is, then I have no questions about how good the Chiefs offense can be.
They just took the first round pick Josh Simmons out of Ohio State to play left tackle. They had 2 of the top 5 interior offensive linemen on that ESPN list with Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. Right tackle is the one that I'd be concerned about for them. I think the rest of that offensive line is looking pretty good. And they spent a first round pick on Worthy, second round pick on Rice, and then they also just drafted Jalen Royals, who is going to be a good player that we liked quite a bit on the draft show in the 3rd round as well. So they've got some good weapons.
I'm excited about Breshard Smith.
Yep, 7th round out of SMU. I mean, that's a guy I do think his skill set. We saw Tyrone Tracy Jr. just break out last year with the Giants, and that was just the second year he's even played running back. He was a converted wide receiver. I think Breshard Smith, very similar there, and can really, really be an explosive playmaker for Andy Reid and the Chiefs next
year. Just like a little change of pace guy that can catch the ball. I don't know how well he is as a pass protector. We know how big that is. We think about that with Jaden Blue for us right now. But remember like McKinnon in that offense?
Yeah, Nathan McKinnon.
Just being the guy who was able to just be a pass catcher out of the backfield and go make plays. I think Smith could definitely be that guy for them. Maybe not in year one. I don't know, but I thought that was a nice pick by them.
Yeah, I liked it. And I do think you're one. I mean, he's a guy that's just, I mean, he is a converted wide receiver. He's got tremendous hands. He's got the ability to do that. And they brought in Elijah Mitchell from San Francisco as well, who has had some decent years as a running back. Now, Ja'Marr Chase was on the sit down with Malik Wright. And this is the time of year, you know, we've got all the lists coming out. And then who's the best this you played? Who's the best that you played? Well, here's Chase, best cornerbacks that he has faced in the National Football League.
I got to put Denzel on there. I don't really play, you know, too many on the other side, besides the AFC. Joey Porter, pretty smooth, just long. I ain't played too many people, and I don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be fun going against Ramsey and Darius Slay. I had an opportunity to go against them this last year, and, you know what I'm saying, him my rookie year. That's four. I'm going to go with four.
Four?
Oh, Derek Stingley. I'll put Stingley.
Oh, Stingley. Okay. Yeah, you guys had some good
battles. I'm about to say, I'll put Stingley. That's my dog.
It's a good list. Denzel Ward leading it off with the Browns. Obviously, he plays them twice a year, and Cleveland gives Cincinnati fits.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever they match up. And then, I mean, in the division, Baltimore just had the number one rated secondary when we were going through that list, and they just added Jair Alexander. Joey Porter Jr. still to this day bewildered that he was able to get to the second round of Pittsburgh. That was a big miss from the National Football League. So certainly always fun when you get a wide receiver giving his ranks. And then he was also asked about wide receivers being divas. He's like, yeah, we're effing divas. That's us. We're supposed to be divas. That's the position. And I agree. When we had those knocks about like, oh, George Pickens a little diva-y. Well, yeah, he is. Of course he is. When have wide receivers not been divas? You name the best wide receivers, they've all kind of had a little bit of that. They kind of need it. I mean, the chip on your shoulder that you're playing with when you're out on the island as a DB and a wide receiver, I need a little feistiness in you.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, you want that. You need that. I think where you draw the line is when the team is winning, but the guy doesn't feel like he's getting enough touches, and now he's throwing tantrums.
Throw me the damn ball.
That's like the type of diva that you just can't have.
Yeah, that's a bad teammate right there.
It's more remarkable when a wide receiver isn't, you know, like Larry Fitzgerald.
Amari.
Yeah. You know, and I think Amari Cooper was just a soft-spoken diva.
Yeah, it could be. Because he was like, I don't want to practice, but I want to play in the game. So that's actually a very fair point there. But Larry Fitzgerald just went about his business, right? And, I mean, hey, Calvin Johnson was kind of one of those guys, too.
Yeah.
Supremely talented. You never really heard anything about Calvin Johnson outside of him just going about day-to-day practice, show up, ball out. I'm going to have 338 yards and make Jeff Heath my bitch. You know, that's kind of how he was out there. Calvin Johnson, freak of nature. Speaking of wide receivers, Juwan Jennings is the latest player in San Francisco who wants himself a new deal. And I'm here for this because I just hate San Francisco. So any way that they can have any type of drama, anything that's going to go ahead and possibly derail their season. I mean, that's third and Juwan. That's a big time asset for them. This is a guy who steps up when they need him most and he makes plays. He's scheduled to make $7.5 million. He says, give me a new deal or I want out. I want to be traded. So, hey, they're already having to make up for the loss of one, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk coming off an injury. They're hopeful their first round pick from a year ago. Ricky Pearsall can come in and be really good. But now another big wide receiver for you. He's frustrated with his contract. And I don't know how much money San Francisco has to work with anymore. Since they went ahead and got Trent Williams done, they got Brock Purdy done.
Kittle.
They paid IU. Kittle Bosa. Just got a new deal. Bosa. Like, ooh, can they pay Juwan Jennings? I don't know. I kind of don't think so.
They can afford him if they want to, but the ownership got annoyed with how bad they screwed it up and going for it in 2024, and I think they're pulling a lot of chips off the table. I don't think we have to worry that much about San Francisco for a couple years.
Screw them, right? The death of John Elway's former agent, which was tragic and terrifying. This was ruled a tragic accident.
Yeah.
So it's over, said the sheriff, Chad Bianco. We've talked to everyone involved, and we found nothing new. There was nothing criminal. It was what we've been saying all along, that this was a tragic accident. If you are not familiar with the story, John Elway's former agent was 62 years old, and he fell from a golf cart, hit his head in California, driving around with John, and ended up losing his life. But I guess no foul play here. We weren't sure if maybe like alcohol was involved, reckless driving.
I mean, it could be a lot of things. And, you know, unfortunately, you can't totally take the word for it when a rich and powerful guy gets totally excused in this kind of situation. So I think people will still have their curiosities. But I can tell you from personal experience, in today's environment, You're looking at your phone. You're allowed to take those carts anywhere you want. You know, I'm on the fairway. I'm off the fairway. I'm over a hill. If you're not kind of locked in and paying attention,
yeah,
it's easy to fall out.
Absolutely.
You know, and my dad works at a golf course. Now, these accidents aren't something that typically you see a lot of or hear a lot of because it's not good for business. But
I mean, imagine
as we saw with the dude that got beat up by the hockey player, it's chaos out there sometimes.
Is. No doubt. I mean, people are drinking their booze and they're doing God knows what else. And then I'll leave you guys with this. Let's get toxic. Let's get juicy. Greg McElroy, South Lake Carroll Zone, Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
Incredible broadcast. He's been chatting. We got SEC Media Days going on. McElroy appeared on Mac and Cube.
This is a Nick Saban
And he said,
story.
Quote, a very much in the know person that I have a lot of respect for and have spent a lot of time around and just really, really admire. They seem to think Nick Saban is not done coaching.
Yeah.
He's pretty adamant that he thinks Nick Saban will be coaching again. What are the chances do you think this very much in the know person is Nick Saban?
It's Nick Saban. Yeah.
Nick Saban is the source on this, but it just feels like Nick Saban wouldn't want him to say that, right?
It's okay.
Well, maybe he would. Put the chum in the water.
Drum up some interest.
I mean, honestly.
How old is he now? 72 or so?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
How old is Saban? Is he 72? That sounds about right.
I mean, would you... I guess if my school needs a coach, he just showed that kind of like the NIL stuff is not his specialty. Like, NIL emerged and Bama receded. So I need somebody who's really good at the money side of college football to pair with Nick Saban.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good...
But if you're moving towards some level of regulations, you know, involved with it...
That might help.
Then that's probably something that...
More control over it.
Yeah, he can feel a little bit better about it. But there's no question, any program in the country...
They'd be lining up.
Absolutely.
And apparently he's still doing the recruiting at Alabama. He's the one that's still kind of in charge of all of that. He's still under, you know, contract.
So is he going to come back to Bama?
It's $500,000.
I'm trying to get Brian Kelly out of Baton Rouge. Let him go back there for you, Broadus. How about that?
I'll tell you what. I have no problem with that. Because, like...
yeah, I know.
No problem
Hot
at
take.
All. You know what? Honestly, I'm over here keeping my mouth shut. I'm hoping it's LSU.
Uh-huh.
I really am. I'm hoping that him and... and the Mrs. Miss Terry are looking at it and saying, you know what, our time in Baton Rouge was really, really good. And I would they would absolutely bend over backwards to get Nick Saban back in there. And I would be more than happy to help them raise money to get rid of Brian Kelly.
Unlimited oatmeal pies.
Thank you, guys.
Big time, yeah.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and a pickup basketball game for the ages. Whoever gets Nick Saban gets one of the best pickup basketball games in college, but he always has to have the other four best players in this pickup game, from my understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
He cherry picks?
He picks his team, and then whoever else gets to assemble to try to take them down. Cooper Flagg left Vegas. The takeaways from that and more Cowboys news as our countdown to Oxnard continues here. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. Let's talk some Cooper Flagg. How many players across the league would you rather have to build around right now moving forward? Not just to win for one season, because you'd get a long list going. But you're building for the future. Where does Cooper Flagg rank in your list of NBA players? This segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And reminder, KMC Masterpiece is going to be at Whataburger tomorrow from 10 to 2. They'll El Dorado and Coit, and the Cowboys cheerleaders are going to be with them from 10 to 2. So... let's talk about a summer league. Played two games, took 42 shots, and the second game was amazing, scoring 31 points on those shots. But what'd you guys think about that late dunk? Did he hurt his wrist? Did he hurt his hand? Was it just a, hey, we're going to shut you down because we only want you to play two games, or was this, that was kind of scary?
I think this was in the plans the entire time, and I do think it probably did hurt. You see that from time to time, especially when you're dunking with the amount of torque. Like, this dude is looking
vicious.
He's looking to take bodies on these dunks.
He wants to break the backboard like Shaq.
We will absolutely get, when we get the compilation of dunks of the year next year in the NBA, Cooper Flagg's going to be on that somewhere, maybe a couple of times, because he is going for the ultimate poster and facial every single time. And that's part of the reason why you love him. And he even said, like, they asked him about what would you rather do? Is it like getting a bucket or whatever? He's like, no, I want to dunk on people.
It looks like it.
Yeah, that is what really fuels him. So I'm sure that hurt, man, because you catch that wrist on the rim when you're going that hard. Yeah.
I'm surprised more NBA players don't get hurt that way too.
I know
it does look violent.
Yeah, that was the thing that occurred to me when I lowered the hoops to dunk on him in my driveway for the first time. I was like, well, you kind of got to be careful on this.
You do, bro.
Absolutely. That's the hazards of dunking.
I think a lot of players put tape around their fingers or even their wrist for a little bit of protection there against that rim. But there's definitely a technique to it, and you got to be pretty good at it if you want to get those rim rattlers. But yeah, in fast break moments and in the catch on the weak side pump fake, because he's such a good shooter, defenders have to close on that to deny the three. And now you're in a race to the rim against rim protectors who are going to try to meet you there. So I would imagine amongst the best dunks next year, Cooper Flagg is going to be featured.
You know what? The thing about with him and with the violence that he plays with going to the rim, I just worry about him going there and getting caught up with, and like somebody going over and making a block and now he lands on his back.
Those are the hazards.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden he is like, you just wonder how many times is he going to go to the rim and somebody's going to say, all right, we know that you're going to try and just.
Yeah. And when he got up.
And then all of a sudden he's on his back,
Right. I thought that was maybe where his wrist got hurt.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get knocked down, and the landings are maybe a bigger risk than the rim in a lot of the situations. But in this one, it did look like it was caused by the rim. But you're right. And especially as a young player who needs to get in the weight room, that's going to be your best way of defending him and intimidating him is knocking him down as he tries to get to the rim.
And you see guys like Anthony Edwards and John Morant having to, after a few years in the league of consistently getting to the rack, they start to like, I'm going to have to pull back.
I need to work on my three-point game.
Let me
go ahead and widen my range.
And it worked for Anthony Edwards. I mean, he was dominant from the three-point line this past season.
So what was the chatter like last week? Of course, I was out after the 10-point game. What was Friday like?
Friday was still encouraging.
It was more of a Nemhard Friday.
Yeah.
But we were excited.
The Nemhard stuff really fueled us, but there was still plenty to see. I think that's the thing about Cooper that you do love is, one, you knew that he was being ultra-aggressive. They told him to be. He's not really going to be that. too. Shot the jitters were much. There. Yeah, like there was a lot to go into it, but yeah. He's the type of guy that even if he has an off shooting night, the impact is still there. So you see a game-winning block, basically, right. At the end of the game. You see great defensive possessions. And then one of the big categories that we talked about leading up to it was how many turnovers is he going to have? If they're going to throw him into the deep end of being the point guard, taking it 94 feet, we were all like, let's look at the turnover in the box score. And it was one in that game, two in the next is how it went. So three total in the two games, which is pretty good. But I still don't think he looked super comfortable doing a lot of those, hey, I'm going to be the point guard stuff. It's just a little weird at that size. Being able to dribble, the handle and stuff, that's going to take some time for sure. But it wasn't like, hey, here's 10 turnovers over the course of two games.
No, he was effective.
That would have been super alarming. But the jumper, Tim Legler was critiquing it a little bit from a shot form. Like, Tim Legler, one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. That dude's freaking dialed just from a fundamental shooting standpoint, and he was kind of critiquing it a little bit. So, plenty to work on, but you just love the impact that he can have, whether he's getting buckets or not.
Starting 1-5. I mean, his game, to me, it was just exciting because even afterwards, Jason Kidd was talking about how their whole thing was making him uncomfortable. So he had the second most shots that he would have had all year last year at Duke just in that one game. And you could see the improvement just from Thursday to Saturday when he played against San Antonio. I mean, to me, this was exactly what I needed to be able to kind of move on Mavs fandom and be able to kind of put the Luka stuff in the rear view now. It'll always be like, screw you, Nico. The return that you got, I'll never be cool with. But fully embracing this Cooper Flagg era. I mean, this kid, the sky is the limit with him. I mean, he really is a phenomenal player.
Well, I mean, going to the summer league and scoring 30, I think that's first hurdle cleared. You know, if you can't do that, we have issues. Like, if he had gone for 9 or 10 points in game two and I was the Mavs, I'd be like, leave him in the games until he has a big game. Then we'll take him out for confidence. Sure. But I have to know by the time we leave there, he can go get 25 or 30 because everybody in the league that's not a defensive specialist can go 30 or 40 in those summer league games. Like, the drop down there is something. And, you know, so after the first 10-point game, I was like, oh, boy, what are we looking at here? You know, how many more is this going to take before he has the breakout? But he got it, and you know, I think Rookie of the Year is within his grasp from what I could tell. Would you take Cooper Flagg over Wemby to start a franchise? It's you know, relevant not only as we get ready for the NBA season, but Wemby cleared today, Brian. So we do have that beyond him.
Yeah, about to say pre blood clot.
Yeah, this is no blood clot Wemby. I'm assuming
I would take Wemby.
Still going Wemby. Is there an argument to be made at all?
I think there is an argument to be made. I think it's the health stuff with Wemby. You know, just the big guys. Not only the blood clot. That aside,
but we just say,
aside.
Cleared, but as a big
if
man,
if it's cleared, you would take Wemby, right?
I think Cooper Flagg. I would take Cooper Flagg. I think Cooper Flagg has a chance to have a better all around game if both hit their potential than what Victor Wembanyama has, and he's also a badass defensively.
See, I think if they both get to the peak of their powers, I would rather have Wemby. Wemby's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. Blood clot aside, other health, when you're that big and you're moving the way he does, I think I have more concerns about his longevity in the league physically than I do Cooper Flagg's. Yeah. And I'm also taken back to draft night, though, when Bob Myers, who built the dynasty in Golden State, says, I'm going to say something that might be controversial. Victor Wembanyama got a lot of attention being the number one pick. I could see Cooper Flagg impacting winning more than Victor did in his rookie year. Hmm. So it's definitely a fair conversation to have. And if I knew they were both going to be healthy their entire career, I would probably go Wemby. Like, that is, he's an alien. He can shoot the three. And he led the league in blocks in 46 games. Like, he's an impact player. He could be your defensive player of the year, and he can score what he did last year, 24 points on like 46 or 7% from the field. That gets better. I mean, this could be a 30-point scorer who's also your depoy. Like, Wemby hitting the height of his powers is nothing we've ever seen before.
I think Flagg can do it too. Sure, I really do.
But we've seen Wemby do 24 and 11. With 4 blocks and 4 assists.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that at the NBA level. So to project that a guy's going to be able to even do that, like 24 and 11 for career numbers for Cooper Flagg would be a terrific career.
Right.
I mean, Wimby's doing that in year two. Here's what I would say for Flag, though. Like, Wimby moves closer to Porzingis than Kevin Garnett or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Mm-hmm. This is closer to Greg Oden. Even though he's slight and doesn't have the super, like, heavy body that will tax your knees and your back, like, the defensive liabilities will be there for Wimby. I don't think you can switch on the perimeter with Wimby. You know, now he can drop and stop all the stuff in the paint that you can dream of.
The best rim protector in the sport.
Yeah.
Well, and he should be at that size.
Right. Sure.
I mean, health. If he wasn't, we've got issues.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there's things that Cooper Flagg is going to be able to do that are going to make you a lot more defensively versatile.
I agree.
You know,
and yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, you can be the best rim protector in the world, but if you're not quick enough, like Rudy Gobert. You know, Luka played him off the court defensively. Now, obviously, Wemby's going to be able to score on the other end.
Sure.
But that's the kind of situation where you get into the playoffs that can determine a game or two, and you find yourselves on the outside looking in quickly because you had one thing that was just so massively exploitable. And I know Cooper Flagg's not going to be that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Wemby will have the blocks. I think Cooper would have the stealing advantage, right? Like, he'll have more steals.
And he'll have blocks, too. I mean, it's a great conversation.
It's awesome that we're even in this conversation.
Well, and how amazing is it that this could be this is like a Dirk and Duncan situation that could be looming for the next decade plus if both these dudes are healthy and rocking in the division? Like, it sucks, but it's also awesome at the same time.
And the beauty is we've got the Wemby stopper and Derek Lively.
There you go.
That's true. Yeah. And when he plays those 40 games a year, he's going to be a force
shut up over there.
I mean, between him and AD, you're going to get 82 games.
Yeah, and that's why we kept Gaff, too. All right?
Shout out to Gaff.
We're
going to
spread the wealth.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And that is exciting, you know, to see him go to Vegas. And he should be getting ready for his freshman year of college. He's a year ahead. 6 days to go to Cowboys training camp. How will you react to this news of what the second round picks are holding out for? That's coming up next here, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Jake. In for Lucius all week long here to the G-Bag Nation on The Fan. That's Jacob Ray. Not to be confused with Jake Rietma. Got a couple of Jakes running around here.
This is new guy Jake, according to Fan After Dark.
The newer Jake.
Yeah.
Okay, new guy Jake. Gotcha. All righty. Got some Cowboys content here. 6 days until Oxnard. Brian will be out there coming up on Sunday, reporting live from the field with us here in the G-Bag Nation. And then we'll be out there the following week. KMC is there next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Will Donovan Ezeraku be practicing is one of the questions, as 30 of the 32 second rounders are holding out. I guess the Chargers did a deal with their guy earlier today and did give him 100%.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Percent guaranteed.
That's the key.
Yep. So I think the second rounders feel like, man, I could have been a first. I should have been a first. And the drop off is so huge. So they're going to try to, I guess, do an informal organization of the second rounders and try to get as much guaranteed as possible. I think it's a concern for the Cowboys because I don't think these guys will miss any games, but he could miss part of camp, couldn't he?
Well, there's a possibility that him and Parsons both aren't practicing.
Brutal.
You talk about all of a sudden you go, oh, look, the strength of your team is this pass rush. Oh, wow, who are your best pass rushers? Potentially this kid is one of them. And so, yeah, if you have him and Micah holding out, that's probably not a very good thing to have.
Well, the rest of the league's looking at Houston, and they're like, what the hell, man?
Was it Houston or Cleveland?
It was Houston. Houston and Jaden Higgins. Okay. They got their fully guaranteed deal done there with the rookie wide receiver. And this was while everyone else was kind of signing. So this was several months ago. And now all the second rounders are saying, well, why can't I get a fully guaranteed deal? So, I mean, look, I think Donovan Ezeraki is one of those guys. The problem is, if you do it for him, every other second rounder that you're going to bring in here now for the foreseeable future is going to expect the same.
Well, here's what I'd do. I'd say, hey, with Donovan Ezeraki, guy who had the talent to be a first rounder, totally buttoned up, no concerns, no baggage, you can get it. You know, we just can't be giving this to Kelvin Joseph and Jalen Smith. But from Ezeraki's perspective, if I'm his agent, I'm going to say, listen, the Cowboys aren't moving on from you. You're going to get your 4 years here minimum. The only player they've moved on from the last two decades is Kelvin Joseph. Okay, and that was a very, very extreme situation. And, you know, from the Cowboys' perspective, I would say the same thing. It makes no sense for either of you to hold out. The player, there's nothing to gain. Okay, they did a second deal with Jalen Smith. Trust me, whoever they draft, they love. You're not leaving after 4 years. It's guaranteed right now without any ink on that paper, isn't it? Am I wrong?
It is, but if I'm the agent and the player, I'm going, then why don't you just put it in writing to confirm it if you're that confident with it, you know? Yeah.
And if I'm Jerry, I'm like, you know what? You're right. Let me go ahead and write that. I have no intention of ever moving on from you.
Yeah, if he has the self-awareness. And what are we talking about? Like, Jaden Higgins signs his fully guaranteed 4 years under $12 million deal. Like, it's not like we're talking about some astronomical number.
No,
we're talking about $3 million guaranteed each year for the next four.
Yeah.
We ain't talking crazy.
No, it's an easy decision, and it's well worth the investment for an NFL team to get a player of that talent level. But you know, I do wonder because we've seen with several rookies how damaging it can be. And if your defense is going to work, it's got to be with Ezeraki as your third best pass rusher.
Sure.
Yeah.
Minimum. I was just laughing because you know this is a deal that absolutely the Cowboys should do. They're used to You know, man, this max deal, sure. Let's go ahead.
Why not? We're not moving on from you unless you kill somebody.
Like, I was thinking like, let's make it happen. This is right down the Cowboys' wheelhouse, right?
I mean, I think they should get the – I mean, it sucks because you are going to have a couple of second-rounders that are like the bad ones, to Kelvin Joseph, Tristan Hill didn't work out. Like, there's a couple, but they should get the guaranteed contracts anyway.
Yeah. No, you're right, and it's so much more punitive to be in the second round. I'm surprised that it took all those players this long. But you do have to wonder, you know, how many teams will see this through. And then once one player breaks, you can expect the avalanche. The
floodgates opened.
You know? That's where we're at now. Yeah, shout out to Chris Cabot, who is the agent, I believe, for Jaden Higgins. He's the one who, I guess, got this groundbreaking deal. You know who's the most ticked off about this? It's those folks over there in Cincinnati. They don't want to give deals to anybody, dude.
No.
They're not even trying to get their first rounder signed.
Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You got the Ezeraku holdout. A lot of curiosities going into Oxnard, California. Tyler Booker on pushing that kid down at his camp. Did you see him? He had a great answer. Joseph Hoyt asked him about it on Friday. He said, no one was beating Tyler Booker at the Tyler Booker football camp.
Yeah.
He said with a smile.
There's some great quotes in that article.
It's amazing with Tyler. Yeah, there is. And he's incredibly quotable. Some of his teammates, Tyler Smith saying, I was shocked when I saw it. I mean, there was a lot of really interesting things. I guess, you know, the most shocking thing to me from that piece of video is that he was actually keeping up with the kid.
Yeah.
You know, because this, I guess he won MVP of the entire camp. He's in the class of 2029 and he weighs all of what, 150, 160 pounds. And you're kind of doing a short shuttle drill or something. I mean, I guess that just shows how fast you have to be NFL fast, even as a lineman.
It's different.
You know, I was doing a deep dive on Booker. I'm getting ready to do a longer form podcast on it. But there's some cut-ups from him at Bama on counters. And when he did try to pin and pull, that he's like barely getting past the center.
Yeah.
You know, like Jalen Milroe was taking that thing and just running around him. Like, yeah. I don't need you for a block and you're not in position anyway, so I'm just going to go for it.
Well, there was athletic tours.
A couple of times there where you, like you said, even like, you know, he didn't, nobody got in his way and him getting outside and you see Milroe sitting there like, no, bro. I'm just going to run. And you know, you're not going to have to get anybody here. I'm just going to run through everybody. But yeah, I mean, I just don't know if, like I say, the gap scheme, the power schemes, things like that, that's his wheelhouse. But this, you know, the stuff, the pennant pulls and the outside stuff, that could be a little bit of a problem for him.
Is it just outside the tackle, or do you think he could pull a little bit but stay inside the tackles?
Oh, I think if you're going to pull him, you're going to pull him outside the tackles, and I don't know if I necessarily want him to do that very much. I think the thing that to me, where you're going to see he's going to a lot of the combination blocks in line. I don't know how much he's going to get second level, but that's okay because he'll destroy the tackle over him. Yeah. You know that guy will get taken care of, and then you know that means that BB or you know one of those guys has got to go
freed up and got to go.
And BB can do that. Steal one of those guys has got
to
go.
Okay, and then talk to me about, you know, quality running games when they're trying to implement this stuff. Do you need two good athletic guards or is one good?
Sure helps.
It sure helps. Yes.
Sure helps.
Like, you could be functional with one.
Yeah,
can't
the
you?
One thing the one thing that we that the great thing that we learned about Travis Frederick was, and I always used to say this about him, he cuts the defense in half because his ability to step, play side, secure, and he got enough of a bump to where he could get the guard fitted, and now the guard's fit, and he's gone, and then here comes the backside trying to run, and he's right there. So now you've got a secure down block with the guard, usually a Martin or, you know, Ron Leary or somebody like that, and then him up on the second level, and the linebackers could never get past him. So now you have two guys, you have just this natural, like this alley behind your Martin block and then his block on the second level. So you get guys up on the second level, and that's where BB got a little bit better towards the end of the year.
He did.
Last year, that him and they were him and Smith and those guys, Hoffman, they were doing a better job of fitting and then him getting up. Because sometimes if you go too early and you leave that guard in a bad spot, you go too early, that's where you have the penetrator that splits the block, and now he's in the backfield and the play's dead. So you got to make sure that you got it secured, and then you go. That's where Frederick was really good at just taking that hand and just kind of bumping that tackle to the guard and then getting up on the second level.
But are you saying, hey, I can have Tyler Booker be the pin, and then now I can have Tyler Smith be the puller?
Yeah.
And you could. The thing is, it's a tell. Right. So you're going to have to just wrinkle that in, and it's not going to be it's kind of similar to Clayton Adams had he used a variety of ways to do it. Like he had like a percentage of each one, like the zone scheme, the pin and pull, the power. So you might be able to wrinkle that in, but it's probably not going to be like we were thinking maybe pin and pull. This is kind of the identity, if you will, for lack of a better word, of the offensive running scheme. Probably not, but maybe something that you could wrinkle in there a little bit.
One of the really cool things that Clayton Adams told you guys on that draft night interview was when he left Indianapolis, they'd been outside zone and killing it. They get to Arizona. It's not working for Connor. The linemen aren't good at it.
Yeah.
So it was his way of answering your question about Booker. And it's, we're going to play to the strengths of these guys, and whatever plays they block well is going to be our.
Yeah, I need to go back and look at, like, Will Hernandez. You know, like, there's a guy that's kind
It's so funny you said that. I just looked up his RAS score to see, like,
he's a
just
heavy-footed
how
athletic guy.
Oh, no, he was really a heavy-footed guy. Much so. Yeah,
I mean,
top-heavy. His athletic score was a 8.82.
Much better than I would have anticipated.
His composite speed grade and agility grade was elite for the speed and good for the agility. So for as big as he was, he tested really well. Mm-hmm. Booker did not test very well.
But I guess that didn't really translate for him with the Giants. Mm-mm. So something clicked last year in Arizona for Will Hernandez.
Maybe the coach.
The great thing about Booker is he's so dang strong and can sit down, and in pass protection, he's going to be really good immediately.
That's where, I think there's going to be a lot of gap scheme runs for this team. I think this is where we might see all of a sudden it is Williams and Maffa and guys like that are going to be the guys running the ball, because that's probably the strength of what they're going to be doing.
Well, how about the power play to C-gap? Can he do that on the opposite side? Can he get over there with the fullback and bash on the edge there? Like that's what I want to know, because if you can do that kind of stuff, then you get linemen not necessarily attacking what's right in front of them. And I think that's enough change-up stuff that Adams can get done what he needs to as far as motion and deception without asking Booker to get up and run 15
yards. This is where Booker works, is that if you get tight ends that can get movement and don't get compressed, like all of a sudden, if you're making him have to start, stop, and then start again, it ain't happening. That is not the game, you know. And what happens is, if your tackle gets compressed, or say Schoonmaker or Ferguson have a stalemate and get compressed, and he's supposed to run the hump, and I mean go around, then all of a sudden he's having to fight and get around. That's a bad situation. So if you're able to control the edge and get some movement on the edge, that makes it a lot easier for him to have to play downhill.
But what you're painting is a picture of, is it even worth it to try to get him out there? Because once he's out there, if that defender is slippery at all, he's going to whiff.
Well, I think there's times where he's actually connected pretty good, search and get, you know, the kind of find the guy. It's just getting him out that has been a little bit of the
slow to where the timing of the play is completely blown up.
Yeah, see, the last thing you want to do on an outside play like that is make the back hesitate. That's why a lot of teams don't play with fullbacks anymore.
Yeah.
Because the fullback, the indecision of a fullback of where he's supposed to block, it creates doubt for the back. The back's thinking, well, you're gonna kick him and I'm gonna go inside, and all of a sudden we've seen blocks where a guy didn't kick him and now it's a no gain. So they're gonna have to. I don't know how much I would put him pulling, but I know one thing, I'd run the ball behind him every damn time.
I
know that.
I mean, if you're going to do pin and pulls, just enough to keep the defense honest, right?
Well, yeah. And to be honest with you, pin and pull, Mingo is a damn good pin and pull guy. I mean, he is that body. If you get in bunch and you crack that thing with him as the inside guy, he could set the edge to get everybody around. And that's all you need. If you get that down block where that's the pin inside, The things that kill pullers is penetration. So like if you get pullers, then you get penetration. That's why guys like with Osa and those three techniques that play up the field, they can disrupt running game, because all of a sudden they're messing up the blockings.
Well, this is amazing, because we're 6 days away from Oxnard, and I think this exact conversation we're having right here is going to set how good this team can be, right? We know the defense is tough. We know Dak's going to have his hands full. We know Tyler Guyton's going to struggle. Can you get a running game that the defenses have to really respect so you can get Lamb and Pickens open? And if that happens, then I really think the sky's the limit, at least offensively. It could be a very exciting season. Chief, where are we going next?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring Charles Barkley, Shohei Ohtani, and Nick Saban next here in the Nation.
Have the Chat Men's Tee Clinic with you. Before we do anything else, though, 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE, mensteeclinic.com, celebrating their 11-year anniversary in DFW this year. And, you know, I've loved Men's Tee Clinic for a long time. Still remember getting into their first spot back in, I guess 2013, late 2013 there in Addison, Beltline, and the Toll. Since then, they've added four DFW locations. Just go to menstclinic.com. They're going to make it so easy to get in, get out, get back to being you. Now, no doubt by now, you've heard a lot about testosterone replacement therapy and the different outfits. Men's T Clinic's just the best. They have the medical experts tailoring a treatment plan to get you back to feeling like yourself again, stronger, sharper, full of energy. You might actually feel better than you did earlier in your life. And, you know, that's the greatness of what hormone optimization can do for you. Men's T Clinic is the best at it, but that's not all they do. Okay. Hair replacement therapies, natural regenerative therapies for joint pains like pro athletes get. They used to have to fly overseas to get it. Now it's legal here in the U.S. Men's T Clinic has that for you. Get the benefits. Bedroom wellness. Men's T Clinic does it all. Same day appointments, quick visits, expert care. MensTClinic.com. Salute.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.